Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Mayor D.C. Reeves, who we talk to every week at this time. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we get going on big stuff, downtown Palafox, any update? Are we on track, behind schedule, ahead of schedule? When I talked to Bruce Woody from ECUA, he indicated that the work they were doing to put in new water mains or new water pipes was actually going a little bit faster than expected. Any update?
No, other than no, May 24th, still the deadline, but we're on time. Everything is, knock on wood, going, as planned and as urgently as possible. And I'm glad, everybody in the community's gotten to see, not just hear it from the mayor or hear it from staff. When you go down there, you can see how diligent they are about getting this thing done. And so people are able to see that with their own eyes.
Excellent. And by the way, I love the little piece about how you've made them make spaces in the curtaining so that you can see through and watch the work. I love that. Like, you know, kids watching or adults watching or whatever. That's a really cool thing. All right. Well, the big news, obviously. I'll forget to mention if I don't. Tomorrow night, State of the City address. You're going to be giving the annual address at Bayview. Is 6 o'clock? What time?
Yep. Six o'clock at Bayview. It's free. They are asking people to register. That's only just really for headcount, make sure there's enough chairs out. So I know people are like, it's a public event, and simply put, you're more than welcome to show up without, but it certainly helps the volunteers that are putting it on if they can just know that you're coming. So if you go to CivicCon, you can just register. Doesn't cost anything. Takes 10 seconds. But if you can't get to that, still feel free to come on.
Obviously, the big news of the day is that last night you announced your decision to go with the police chief from Grand Rapids, Chief Winstrom. I know that it's being discussed primarily as over Chief Goss, who is the acting deputy chief right now. There was a third candidate in this mix as well, but you know, since it was kind of this one or that one, it kind of gets lost. But you wrote a letter to PP, and I kind of at the 5 o'clock hour. If people want to go back and listen to it, I give you my analysis of this and. I was not surprised. I thought you might go this direction, and I also assumed that it was a very difficult decision for you to make because you know what the union has said, and you know what the locals are often saying, and you know Chief Goss, and nobody wants to tell a person, hey, we're going to go with somebody else when, you know, you've worked with them for a long time. But you made this decision. What were you thinking?
Well, you know, really, there's so many complexities you just outlined, a lot of those complexities make – a decision, specifically the decision of a chief of police for any mayor, is arguably one of the most important that you make. Really, what this is rooted in is fairly simple when you take away all of those complexities, which is I wanted to put the person that is best fit for the job today in this job. And, you know, what I've really harped on with family when we talked about this, obviously people see and understand the gravity of this decision, is that we should always, if you on my election day yesterday, last year, last month, the goal should always be whatever the decision is made that increases what I believe to be our public safety outcome here in the city. So this isn't a internal versus an external candidate. We're going to be able to bring in someone, and certainly this was not necessarily the case with the previous external chief. We're bringing someone with chief experience that can come in and hit the ground running in that respect, and also who has done that before. Chief Winstrom went from Chicago to Grand Rapids as an external candidate, so he's been through that process. Because listen, a lot of the challenges of an external candidate are no different in any city. Meaning you got to get to know the folks in the building and earn their trust and all of those things. And certainly I know that Winstrom knows how to do that. And so it really comes down to that. And certainly Eric Goss is an absolute cornerstone of our department, as I wrote to the officers. He'll be a chief here one day. But I think this gives us an opportunity between the departure of Chief Randall and the unexpected retirement of Deputy Chief Chrisman, where we kind of had a lack of depth of organizational leadership. This gives us an opportunity to restack the deck. And as I told our officers, I hope the next 20 police chiefs are all internal candidates. I totally understand the value of that. But that doesn't change the dynamics of what we're in today. And what we're in today is we didn't have that type of depth that I'd like to see. And to be honest, Andrew, I feel like some of the shortcomings that we had in the previous regime was not where that person was from. I think it was the lack of organizational leadership that came in. So that's what I was looking to correct, is to bring us the most chief leadership we could possibly have. And I certainly think Chief Winsome fits that bill.
Yeah, and I also think, and we'll talk about this in a second, but I think that, you know, one of the things that made the decision harder for you, I'm sure, is that, you know, you had to deal with the perception that, well, you know, we tried an outsider already and it didn't work very well. And so how dare you try an outsider again? And, you know, is that because it's their outsider, or is that because of the nature of the candidates and the alternatives? And, you know, Chrisman versus Randall is not Goss versus Winstrom. And, you know, it's important to keep those distinctions. DC, I think, you know, I see a lot of things online. I see a lot of the concerns people are raising, and I understand the concerns, things like this is discouraging to officers growing up in the ranks, which you addressed that in your letter, saying that you hope that the rest, you know, get there. The feeling like it was somehow a snub against Chief Goss, who, of course, I think the real issue there is that he just doesn't have the kind of experience running an agency that obviously Winstrom has. But one of the interesting notes that I have seen, even though Winstrom obviously comes from having run organizations within Chicago PD that were 2 and 3 and 4 times as big as PPD, and then at Grand Rapids, it's like double PPD. I think the one thing I see that's interesting to me is people are saying, well, how do we know that a guy from the North, how do we know that a Yankee, you know, a guy from Michigan and Chicago, gosh, I was born in Detroit and lived in Chicago for a long time, how do we know that somebody like that will pick up the culture of our community, let alone be a leader in the police force? How do you answer that objection or that concern?
Listen, that's the least of my concern after several conversations. When you have somebody that's this level of a professional that understands how to interact with the community and how to and that trust is earned in this community, not that it's given because you're wearing the police chief uniform. I have, so individually, the Chief Winsome, I have absolutely zero concern about any of this culture, like you said, kind of stereotype that if you've lived in one place, you somehow will, you know, translate to another place. That would be pretty stubborn and egotistical on the side of any external chief to say, you know, we're going to now run this operation like a place of which I don't live. I think it is about adapting. I'm sure Grand Rapids was way different than Chicago. I'm sure that was the case, and Pensacola is going to be different than Grand Rapids. So, the onus is on myself, or the obligation is on myself, to make sure that if we're going to hire an external candidate, somebody that can translate here. So to give any notion that that isn't something considered, or we didn't think of that. I don't think the military, when you move people around for mission, they ask, did you come from a culture that's like the next base that you go to? Or I don't think the NFL asks where their head coach was born to ensure that they meet the culture in New England or Los Angeles or Dallas. I think at the end of the day, we've got to get the best leadership in here, and the best leadership works that out without an issue. So I have no concern over that, both individually with Chief Winstrom in my several conversations with him, and secondly, with our awesome police department. I fully expect, I don't to act as if like, our police department is not going to act professionally, or that this is going to be a concern. Listen, I'm sure some folks are disappointed in the building, and I addressed that in the letter. I certainly understand that, but we've got pros at this department. I'm so proud of this department all the time, not just in a police chief search, but I get to see the amazing work and hear about the amazing work they do every day. Maybe there's some temporary disappointment. I fully expect the professionalism level at our department, that is also a non-issue to help blend in with this kind of culture issue stereotype.
You know, one of the things I think there's always the safety of the known, right? He's, you know, we know Chief Goss, we know what he's capable of. He's well-liked. He's, you know, got all the relationships and all that kind of stuff. Obviously there's a little bit of an unknown when you're talking about somebody coming in from the outside. When I was trying to think about how you're thinking about this and what it is you're trying to accomplish, it seems to me like the appeal of a Chief Winstrom is that he has such vast experience in so many different environments, whether it's working the projects or working child crimes or having a lawyer in his background and working on writing the consent decree for the city of Chicago. Like those are, I mean, that's a tremendously wide variety of skill sets, including the leadership. It seems to me like you were probably thinking, how can I turn down the opportunity to bring somebody with these kinds of qualifications and skills in to make a really, really good police force even better in ways we don't even yet know we can be better? Is that the way you were thinking about this?
Yeah, and not to keep going with a sports analogy, it'll be my last one. But I mean, if we're building a roster of talent at our city, at our department, in any department, the idea is to add as much talent as we possibly can to the department to make it successful. And again, that's not really oversimplifying it, I think. And listen, there's lots of variables in a process like this, not just the interviews and the interview panels and the discussions around that, or with community members, all of those things. You don't know what candidates are going to come in, what their skill sets are going to be. That's with any job, that especially a high profile one like this. So coming into this, we don't know anything. We don't know what we don't know about what was going to happen. But as we went through the process, certainly being able to add someone with that experience level and that caliber of expertise. And again, I want to reiterate, someone who has already transitioned from a community of which he is unknown as a chief, and was able to show marked improvement in terms of the amount of officers that they were down at Grand Rapids before, after he left, with the position they're in today, versus when he got there. He's been able to prove that type of success. And so, I really want to understate that was a big decision point with Chief Lindstrom, was not just being an external candidate with lots of experience, but an external candidate with lots of experience who's also been through this process, which is complex, as we know.
And I will say this, to your face or to your ear, I suppose. I think this was a pretty courageous decision. It would have been much easier to pick Chief Goss. I think that, you must have been really, really sure that this was the better choice. It would have been, it's politically risky. It's going to make people angry. It's the easiest thing in the world for you to have done would have been to say, okay, good, I'm fine. Let's just go with the safe candidate. And so I respect that you made a choice that you think is the best for the city, even if it costs you or even if people, yell at you. And also, just as a side note, we do have a new police chief in Milton who's from Vermont, Chief Frank, and she has been doing fantastic. So, the possibility of somebody coming in from the outside and working in a completely new environment, even in the South, it can work. And so we're hopeful for that. And of course, he's going to be at the press conference today at 10. We'll have him on the air. I'm going to do an interview with him that we'll have on the air for tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to getting to know him. And, I really do think that now the decision's been made, and let's make the decision right. We always like to end with a bit of a lightning round. Quick questions for you. Does your family do jigsaw puzzles?
Yes, but they usually will get halfway done, and then they sit on the dining room table for like a week.
Okay.
We might finish it out depending on how much time we
do
have.
You
so
ever
it's kind
quit?
Of like an ADD version.
Do you ever quit a jigsaw puzzle because it's too hard?
But I don't let the family know. I just quietly leave the room, and let them see what kind of progress they made. And I come back and check and see if I want to get back into it,
What's the coolest thing you can ever remember making with Legos?
Oh, man. My daughter's big into Legos now, so there's been a refresher for me. We had some of the sets where it was like the entire city, not like the ones you see at like the museum, obviously, like the little one. And I remember what a big deal it was that you could even have like cars and stuff that moved on tracks.
Yeah.
With Legos. That was kind of, yeah, that was.
Wait, so the mayor of Pensacola thing. Was building Lego sets of cities as a kid. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm going to add that to my reelection bio. That's,
Lego master builder. And last one, and this is the most important one. What kind of cheese goes on a regular old ground beef taco?
Just a beef taco. I mean, I guess you got to go Mexican three cheese. You said ground beef taco, not burger, right?
Right. Ground beef taco. So
yeah. No,
Mexican
I mean,
three
what
cheese.
Is there? Oh, yeah. Would you put on there.
Oh, I'd like cheddar's a safe answer, but I like Monterey Jack too. But, you know, you judge people by their food choices, I think, fairly or unfairly. So I just wanted to make sure you're within the range.
I let the grocery store decide for me. Whatever one says Mexican cheese on it, it's whatever those three cheeses are.
They must know best because it's right there on the label. Okay, I got you. D.C. Mr. Mayor D.C. Reeves, look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you for the time. State of the City is tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at Bayview. Please register online, and then city council meeting we'll have next week as well. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.